Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Gelb joins us every Wednesday, and he's connected right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Check out toyotaofhollywood.com. Zach is the host of the Zach Gelb Show nationally on the Infinity Sports Network, and we have a lot to get to with Zach Gelb because I imagine Gelby, Wild Card weekend leading into college football semifinals or semifinals leading into Wild Card weekend. Now we have divisional round playoff matchups and then the college football playoff national championship game. Like your sports tentacles are just going crazy right now, right? Like this is the best time of the year.
Yeah, and Sunday I'll be in Philly. So I'll be there for the Rams and the Eagles. And then Monday morning, I will get on a plane and I will go to Atlanta once I get back to my New York City apartment late Sunday night. And I'll go to the national championship game. Then Tuesday morning, I'll wake up at about 5 a.m, get on a plane to get back to New York City studios to do the show after the national championship game. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, hey, you know, it is a busy time of the year where it's football, 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 more football. And we will miss this in a few weeks when all we have to do is talk about where Jimmy Butler is getting traded.
Yeah. Friday is going to be interesting, man, because Jimmy Butler is no longer suspended that day. He's back. He told Pat Riley, adios, I want out of here, but no trade as of right now. Maybe we'll get to that in a second. I want to get, again, Zach Gelb is joining us. I want to get to your major takeaways from Wildcard Weekend. I want to know your prediction for the national championship game. We'll start with the NFL because I think right now, Crowder, Hawk, and I, Hawk is off today, we're all kind of sitting here saying Bills, Ravens, the winner of that game is going to end up in the Super Bowl. Maybe it's just we're forgetting it's the Kansas City Chiefs who are probably going to be in that AFC title game. But who would you pick right now, the Ravens or the Bills on Sunday in Buffalo?
I lean Buffalo today. I'll take the Bills right now, maybe by a field goal or even a touchdown, just because the fact that they are home. And Josh Allen, even though he does not have a Super Bowl just like Lamar Jackson, he's been the better postseason quarterback. But, man, if Derrick Henry, which I have no reason to believe that he won't, keeps on running the way that he's been running this year, that 1-2 punch of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, if it's not now, when? But to your point, when you take a look at what could come the following week, the Texans to me are fascinating this week. I think the Chiefs will win, but you look at the Texans, they haven't won a big game pretty much all year, and they find a way to beat the Chargers and beat them going away at home by 20 points when they were a 3-point underdog in their own building. And now it's the one last stand to see if the Texans could take the next step this year. And it's an enormous task going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. But until someone takes out the Kansas City Chiefs, let's be real. We said they were vulnerable last year, yeah. And they still found a way to go hoist another Lombardi. So That's kind of my state of the AFC right now.
It's why it's funny, because we should be approaching this as, until Mahomes gets knocked off, then why would you bet against Patrick Mahomes? But there's something about the Baltimore Ravens, the way that they're built, and then the Buffalo Bills, who we all thought were taking a step back this year, and then improved.
Well, you guys did. I didn't. I picked them to win the AFC East and have Josh Allen be the MVP before the start of the season.
Yeah.
So let's call a spade a spade here.
But they lost Stephon Diggs. They lost a lot of weapons on the defensive side of the football. Like, you weren't yes. expecting them to be this good, Gelby, were you?
No, not this good. But Crowder would know this. When you have a malcontent in the locker room and everyone's about me, you could get rid of a talented player and get better because you don't have to deal with the drama of Stephon Diggs. And players in the Bills locker room will tell you they love Stephon Diggs as a teammate, but it was time to move on from Stephon Diggs, and the Bills have been better because of it.
Oh, I totally agree with the Stephon Diggs thing. And when you have a guy as talented as Josh Allen, he can make other receivers. These guys, I don't even know their names. These receivers that he's making look good. But they're not that good. It's just that Josh Allen's that damn good that they got man-to-man all day. But, Gelby, I think you were wrong on both of them. I don't think Buffalo – they'll win the AFC, sorry. But should he win the MVP? Because Lamar Jackson's numbers eclipse everything he's done this season.
So it's fascinating. I have no problem if you want to give the MVP to Lamar Jackson. No problem whatsoever. The definition, though, is most valuable player. And this is why I would end up going Josh Allen, is because what you just said. You look at all the other names for the Buffalo Bills. James Cook is a nice running back. He's no Derrick Henry. Keon Coleman's a nice wide receiver. I'm not saying Zay Flowers is the greatest wide receiver ever, and I know he's been hurt, but he's no Zay Flowers. Amari Cooper a few years ago would have been unbelievable, but that's a few years ago. And Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, right, are fine tight ends, but they're not Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. So it's nothing that Lamar didn't do. It's just he's in a better situation than Josh Allen. So that was the difference maker to me. Like, if you take, for example, Josh Allen off the Buffalo Bills, they are one of the worst teams in the league. If you take Lamar Jackson off the Baltimore Ravens, they are probably going to miss the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. But could Derrick Henry pair him up with another quarterback, run his way to the postseason? Well, we've seen it before when he was linked up with an old friend down here in Ryan Tannehill, who was not a great quarterback.
Who are you more impressed with, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders winning with the doink on the road, or the Rams blowing out the Vikings, technically at home, even though it wasn't a home game? Like, both were fascinating because we were all convinced the Vikings were just going to run over the Los Angeles Rams, and
really?
we all had the Buccaneers winning a home playoff game as well. So both were kind of stood out to all three of us. Who were you more impressed with?
Well, this is why you bring me on the show, because I teach you guys something. Because I had the Commanders winning the game outright, and I also had the Rams winning the game outright. Now there will be other weeks, and you bring me on, and I'll be 0-4. But this week, I was pretty damn good with my picks. The only one I got wrong were the Los Angeles Chargers. I thought they'd beat the Texans. I was more impressed with the Rams because of what they've been able to do in replacing a legend in Aaron Donald this quickly with a multitude of different players. To see what they've done in the draft, you know, just this past year with Verse and Fisk, and what they've been able to do right away has been unbelievable. We know what Kobe has been able to do for them too, and Young. So they have done a really good job in doing by committee to replace the production of Aaron Donald. But I was also very much so impressed with the Commanders. And it just shows you, if that was the Commanders when Daniel Snyder owed the team, there's no doubt about it in my mind. That ball is hitting the upright, and it is not going in. But when you have Snyder out and you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, things like that tend to go your way.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
And Gelby, me, Hassan, and myself, we talked about it earlier. Is somebody about to give Sam Darnold $100 million? He's not going to get the Patrick Mahomes money, but what he did, what were they, 14 and 3? Like, is a team going to put their next 3 years, maybe not 5 years, but next 3 years into Sam damn Darnold?
Yes, if it's the Baker Mayfield contract, like you just said. 3 years, $100 million,
right.
And even if it goes to end up regretting it after a year or two, you could get out of it rather quickly because it's only a three-year deal and you could spread out that money. But he went from after that Packers game where the money went from like $35 million to what, $45, $50 million maybe a year to the last 2 weeks, the real Sam Darnold, the mono Sam, the seeing ghost Sam popped back up because he was dreadful up against the Lions. And with the chance to redeem himself and show it was only 1 week, man, he was even worse this past weekend on Monday Night Football. And those were two big primetime spots, isolated spots, and he was a deer in headlights.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.